Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Elon Musk, Twitter. That's not what Elon Musk means to me. I follow SpaceX very closely. I observe Teslas when they drive by. And I certainly celebrate Elon Musk's decision to send Starlink units into Ukraine to provide internet access in the early days of the conflict, allowing people in Kyiv, and I know one of them, to maintain communications with his family and his friends and the world. That's the Elon Musk that I celebrate. Right now, we're dealing with Elon Musk in the news, in market news. And I welcome Brett Ahrens of MarketWatch, who writes Return on Investment, to help me understand the excitement over these last hours, because I come to it late. A very good evening to you, Brett. What I read here is Elon Musk himself addressing an offer he has made for the company called Twitter. Quote, as a result, he writes, I am offering to buy 100% of Twitter for $54.20 per share in cash, a 54% premium over the day before I began investing in Twitter, and a 38% premium over the day before my investment was publicly announced. My offer is my best and final offer, and if it is not accepted, I would need to reconsider my position as a shareholder. That's a partial letter that Elon Musk addressed. Now, Brett, I'm an old historical reader of the markets. The price is the story. The bottom line is the way we judge each other. He's offering a lot of money. Right now, there's this puzzle in the marketplace. Well, maybe not. Is there a motive on Wall Street I've missed, Brett, these years of reporting on it? Is there something other than profit? Good evening to you, Brett.
Good evening. Great to be here. Yes, it's a puzzle. The Twitter stock actually was down today, just a little bit. It is nearly $10 a share shy of the price that Musk is offering. What that means, it's about $44 or $45 at the moment. What that means is that the market does not believe Musk is going to succeed. It not only does it not believe that this offer is going to get rejected, they think he is not going to get any offer accepted. You know, people say this is my best and final offer. It doesn't necessarily preclude them from coming back with a better offer. But the market doesn't believe that he's going to succeed. It's fascinating because Twitter stock has been a dog for a long time. It has, I just noticed, since the IPO, it has underperformed the NASDAQ. So Twitter is way behind other tech companies. It has been fascinating seeing how that they have failed to turn their enormous reach, their enormous user base to financial, to monetize it, basically. And I would have thought a lot of investors would be very glad to get this money. It is very interesting to see this skepticism on Wall Street.
And the skepticism has to be driven by some other consideration. Now, it's possible this is culture and politics. It's possible. But Elon Musk, I want to focus on Elon Musk. Does he have a worthy reputation on the street? Is his money good on the street? He's got successful companies. I follow two of them, SpaceX and Starlink is directly related. He's a visionary. He builds things very fast and high quality. The people he attracts to work for him at SpaceX are first rate. I watch them on the video all the time because there's a cult that allows you to watch the experiments that they're conducting at Boca Chica. I'm presuming Tesla's built the same way. The only time I've been near a Tesla, I've seen perfect engineering, precision, the kind of thing that Mercedes used to be known for. And Tesla's known for that. That tells me this is a very serious manufacturer. Is he taken seriously by the financiers on Wall Street?
Well, they probably view him personally with a certain wariness, because he is very eccentric in many ways, including his bizarre behavior. Was it 5 years ago when he announced that he had the funding ready? He actually sent out an announcement, I think via Twitter, actually, saying he had the funding ready to take Tesla private. And then it turned out he didn't, and the stock plummeted. Ironically, the stock is now a multiple it was then. The reality is, you know, in capitalist terms, you know, I was talking to somebody nearly 10 years ago when I said Elon Musk is essentially the next, or is the new Steve Jobs. What he's achieved at Tesla and SpaceX is extraordinary. The stock he has made, you know, he's created a phenomenal amount of stockholder wealth, even if you think that the stock has been overvalued, even if you're skeptical of the value. Tesla is an incredibly successful company, and he has defied skeptics upon skeptics. You wouldn't believe the number of hedge funds that have shorted Tesla over the years, convinced it was all a racket, that, you know, they were not going to be able to make the cars, they were not going to be able to make, you know. And, you know, it is, he's, look, in capitalist terms, he's been a phenomenal success.
Therefore, Twitter. Now, I don't invest in Twitter. I don't use Twitter. I know what it is. I observe it. But you said it. It's underperformed since its IPO. It is not a vehicle for printing money, which you could say maybe Google is. In fact, it struggles to maintain its monetizing at all, the little that it does. So if Musk has a better idea, and I just read around the edges of Musk, I don't focus, but I did see initially he said, let's go to a subscription service and jettison the idea that we're ever going to monetize with advertising. That's a good idea. And that tells me he's thought about this. It's not some whim for him.
Look, this is what is it, $40 billion he's talking about? $50 billion? Nobody buys something for $50 billion on a whim, not even the world's richest man. I'm sure he has excellent ideas. And, you know, the Twitter is has been a manifestation of Gresham's law, which is the bad money drives out good. Twitter, all the good users on Twitter are swamped by all the hate and the trolls and the bots and the garbage. I have a substantial user base, followers, and I almost never go on Twitter. It is, every time I go on it, I was talking to a friend, a prominent figure in the media, I say every time, who has actually left Twitter, and I said every time I go on it, I regret it within 5 minutes. It makes me feel miserable. It's just, it's all, and you just sort of think, why is this platform, why is this, you know, essentially become the gas station lavatory wall of the internet, where obscenities and nonsense are scribbled all over the place. I saw Jon Stewart swearing at Andrew Sullivan the other day. And I'm like, why is this happening here? And what I find fascinating is that essentially people with substantial user bases, substantial followers, are not charged for the access to the platform.
Right.
You know, someone with 50 followers is charging them isn't particularly worthwhile or sensible. They'll just leave. But, you know, I have 100,000 followers, and it would probably be worth a few dollars a month for me to maintain that position. People with very large, you know, if you're Disney or whoever, you know, with very large follower bases, would probably pay quite a lot.
Right.
That's an obvious starting point to monetize this platform.
All right, let's have fun here. Bottom line, does Musk get this done? Because this is a man who achieves things. We've got a few seconds.
I don't know anything that the market doesn't know. The market doesn't think this happens.
Right. Brett Ahrens, Return on Investment, the offer by Musk today. Who knows tomorrow? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
The
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.